Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the second New York Fashion Week of 2012 kicked off last Thursday and ends today, bringing into town an influx of designers, models, stylists, editors, and a whole lot of cash. But is the semi-annual trade event as significant a boost to the local economy as officials claim it to be? According to Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and contributor to Crane's New York Business, maybe not. Hi, Greg. Welcome back.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be back.
So last February, Mayor Bloomberg announced that Fashion Week will bring in $865 million to New York this year. That's pretty big business, especially for an industry event that seems confined mostly to Lincoln Center. And I guess you're not buying that number?
Well, no, I got, you know, Crane's reported the number on Monday, and the journalism professor and editor in me got interested because it was just sitting there and it wasn't compared. So I went out and tried to figure out how that number fit with other big events, and it's really big. It's bigger than the U.S. Open or what the 2014 Super Bowl is going to do or what the New York City Marathon is going to do. But more important is how these statistics appear. What happens is that some economists somewhere, this one's probably in city government, go and make some guesses about how many hotel rooms are booked, how many out-of-town visitors come, how much they spend each day, and then they apply something called the multiplier. And the multiplier is something that actually John Keynes invented, which is how you justify fiscal policy, and that is if there's $1 spent, it will ripple through the economy and create, I don't know, $1.5 elsewhere. Well, the multiplier impact effect is actually pretty controversial as to whether it actually exists. We don't ever know what multipliers the people apply in this. And in addition, you know, most of these studies are paid for by the people who want the biggest impact. So the economists are under implicit or explicit pressure to come up with a very big number.
What's the difference between a multiplier and the political debate over trickle-down economics? If you give a tax cut to people who are presumed to be likely to create businesses or invest in businesses, then that's a multiplier effect with respect to the impact of those tax cuts. Here, there's an assumption that if a dollar is spent directly on one business, that it's going to trickle down to other businesses. Is the math the same?
Yeah, well, the concept is the same. As a matter of fact, I'm very interested that you use trickle-down economics on the multiplier effect, because the truth is that multiplier effects are crucial to the people who want stimulus, the other side of the trickle-down debate. All the arguments for more stimulus and why you stimulate the economy through budget deficits is all because if you do that, if the government launches a $1 trillion stimulus, it isn't going to have $1 trillion impact. It's going to have $2 trillion.
Right, impact. You're right. So, yes, they use it on that side
concept.
Too. And these other numbers, if the Fashion Week brings in $865 million to the city, then the New York Marathon has an estimated revenue that you mentioned of $340 million, less than half that. The U.S. Open, which organizers anticipate would bring in $756 million. How accurate are those estimates?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they're that accurate. I think they're right. But I will say this. I think they're probably in the right order. I think everybody's doing them more or less the same way and probably inflating them more or less the same way.
So probably
Fashion Week is the most important, followed by the Open, the Super Bowl, and the Marathon, just not necessarily those numbers.
It's curious when you think of the U.S. Open and to some degree the Marathon as tourism events. If the fashion industry is mostly headquartered here in New York already, does much of that $865 million come from out-of-towners, or is it all spending by locals?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, but they're supposed to make these distinctions when they do the studies. I mean, you know, they never hand us all the facts about it. You know, the Open is really probably very impactful because it goes on for 2 weeks, and many people do come from out of town for it. Mm-hmm. The other thing they're supposed to take into account is what's called displacement. If New York City's hotel rooms would all be booked this week, bringing people in from out of town for Fashion Week doesn't do any good. Maybe it raises the rates a little bit. That's why actually the Super Bowl is going to have the biggest impact, and that's because in February, that's when New York City hotels have the most empty rooms. So of all the things that will have a net increase in the economy, I'm pretty sure it's the Super Bowl.
And that's coming to MetLife Stadium in February of 13 or 14?
14. Well, February 14, and yet to be decided is where all the events are held. So how much impact in the city and how much will be in New Jersey is an issue to watch as they decide where to put this event or this reception or this expo, et cetera.
And in larger context of the employment picture in New York, the mayor's office also reported this year that the fashion industry employs almost 6% of the city's workforce and generates $2 billion in tax revenue annually. Has that changed over the years, or where does that put it in the scheme of things?
You know what? I'm not buying any of these numbers. And I'm not buying them because I've done a lot of work on tech employment. And the city has used various numbers. They like to say there are 90,000 tech jobs in New York. Though one day, EDC President Seth Pinsky put the number at 120. I tried to do a lot of work to find out where that number came from, and so I could compare it to Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't compare it because the way the city concocts the numbers is very different than most people track tech employment in other places. So the answer is, look, the Bloomberg. Then the other thing is the Bloomberg administration came out with a figure that there are 130,000 film jobs in New York, which I'm certain is way too high. I don't exactly know where it is. My own guess is 100,000. So my guess is that I'm not putting a lot of faith in those numbers. Is the fashion industry important? Yes. Could I take that number and in my own analysis of the employment numbers come up with it? No. So I'm not certain myself.
Is it too naive a question to ask, why do they inflate the numbers?
Well, I think so. But anyway, because they want to prove the economy is so great. Now, it is good. I believe it's good. But, you know, I want to make some real comparisons. I think it's really important to know, for example, how much tech is growing in New York and how it compares to Silicon Valley. And I did a lot of work on that over the summer. And in the end, on employment, I can't get a number that tells me what the answer is.
We've all heard of the lipstick index, which suggests that in a weak economy, women swap out luxury purchases for less expensive indulgences, such as lipstick. Men swap out for other things. Is the inverse true? If Fashion Week is doing so well, can we take that as a good sign for the economy?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I think. We can take it as a good sign that the top of the economy is doing well, which has been the story for a long time. You know, the best performances in retails at Saks and Bergdorf Goodman, and the worst performances at Walmart. And Fashion Week is mostly about Saks, not so much about Walmart.
Here is a caller, Susan in Manhattan, with a fact check and an argument for the impact of Fashion Week, I think. Hi, Susan.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Mm-hmm. I've been in the fashion business for 35 years, and I want to make two points. Number one, the runway week, which was last week and a little of this week, is only a small part of the whole fashion thing. It goes on for over 3 weeks, and there are about 8 or 9 trade shows going on in Javits and hotels and so forth, where designers both nationally and internationally show their lines for spring. We're in spring 2013, actually. So that's the case. I just, you know, maybe people know about runways, but that's a small part.
Mm-hmm. Because there are so many other elements. Susan, thank you. And one event drawing a lot of attention to that point is what they call Fashion's Night Out, a kind of citywide party where stores stay open late into the evening. And the festive atmosphere includes features such as free alcohol giveaways and some claim underage drinking. And after it took place last Thursday, there were reports of crowds erupting in violence, with one instance of a small mob attacking and trashing an Audi at the corner of Broadway and Bleecker, and it had nothing to do with any films about Islam. We've talked about the money that Fashion Week brings into the city. Are there also potential costs?
Sure, there are costs, but we incur these costs all the time. I mean, the marathon's incredibly expensive to put in, but more than a third of the marathon runners come from abroad, and they stay here all week, and they do fill hotel rooms, and they do drive up hotel prices, and they do spend a lot of money. So, sure, there are costs. Actually, you know, the city has begun to charge people like the marathon for the costs. You know, there's a lot of controversy and anger that the cost of running in the New York City Marathon is going up. Well, it is going up. It's not the roadrunners who are getting the money. It's the police department.
A lot of police department OT. How about the is there a UN General Assembly industry? We're getting to that time of year where leaders and their entourages from all over the world converge on Manhattan. Is there a similar economic benefit and economic cost in terms of police presence?
Well, I think there is. I've actually never seen a study on that. You know, there was a time, like when David Dinkins was mayor, when we thought the UN was going to leave, and there was a huge outcry and a lot of studies about how much the UN in total meant to New York. As anyone walks around the East Side and sees all the consulates and missions, you know that it does make a big difference. Of course, they never pay their parking tickets, right? And those buildings themselves, if the countries owe them, don't pay any taxes. So it'd be very interesting to know what the wash is there. I don't actually know.
Maybe that'll be your next article. But Kim from Manhattan writes on our page a kind of, you know, a broader way to look at the economic impact. She says, Bloomberg and the city like to emphasize the economic capital that these events bring to the city, but it's also about the cultural capital, or at least the illusion of that Fashion Week, U.S. Open, et cetera, contributes to New York City. I guess she means it in one way. I'm thinking of it even in an additional way, which is once people in general think of New York as a fashion capital and otherwise a cultural capital, it'll bring more kinds of cultural business here in general.
Yes, and that's true. And, you know, one of the great impacts of it is the advertising it is. You know, of course, the London Olympics just took place, the Olympics that was supposed to be held in New York. And what it was incredibly costly, of course, but a huge success. So you have to answer this question. Do you think more people are going to go to London over the next few years because they watched the Olympics on TV and liked what they saw? I think the answer is yes.
It seems like the garment district is going the way of the meatpacking district, and we have 30 seconds left. Is there anything left of its namesake neighborhood?
God, Brian, I've spent hours on this. The Garment Center is going that way. It is the worst neighborhood in all of New York, in all of New York's commercial areas. I work in it, and thank God it's going away.
Thank God, because?
Because it's a terrible place to work, and the idea that we could save manufacturing jobs by zoning is absurd. We have less than 1,000 people working in manufacturing in the Garment District, despite hundreds of millions of dollars of wasted city money being spent on trying to do it.
Greg David, Director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and contributor to Crain's New York Business, where he used to be editor-in-chief. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.